I'm Megan Lynch. Thanks for joining me this morning for Total Information AM here on KMOX. A new session of the Missouri Legislature opens this Wednesday. It's an election year, and that could impact what gets done in Jefferson City. Joining me now, Alisa Nelson, News Director for Missouri Net. Thank you so much for being with me this morning.
You bet. No problem, Megan.
Have you seen anything interesting so far in some of the pre-filed bills?
Oh, yeah. You know, there are some real off ones that, you know, I don't know that they're going to get any hearing time. But there are some that are really interesting that could get some time, some hearing time, and maybe even move forward. I think the main ones that people should really pay attention to are the income tax cut proposals. I think Republicans, since they have this supermajority, they're going to try and get something on income tax cuts this year. I think a lot of the time is going to be spent on the state budget because that's the one responsibility that the legislature has, is to pass a state budget. And so they've got to get that done. And it's going to be a tight budget year, I think, for the next couple of years at least. So there's going to be some real picking and choosing and not so much some pet projects this time around, I think. And I also think people should watch and see if there's going to be a child care tax credit package that might move through the legislature to try and expand access to child care in the state, because it's tough right now for people who are trying to access child care. So I really think those are the three probably top things that folks need to pay attention to.
When it comes to the budget and the state's cash flow, what's the picture right now? You mentioned it's going to be tight.
Yeah, I mean, we still have money in reserves, but that money is going to deplete very quickly, and it has over the past couple of years. And that's because a lot of that is federal money from the pandemic, and so we have to spend that money by a certain time. We're going to be penny pinching, I think, over the next couple of years at the very least. And it's going to be really different because we're not going to have all of that federal money. So we might have $5 or $6 billion in the bank right now, but if we spend the way that we're spending the last couple of years, those reserves are going to run out.
Alisa, thank you so much. Really appreciate the preview.
You bet. No problem.
That is Alisa Nelson with Missouri Net joining us this morning here on KMOX.